big storms in the Ohio Valley in Indiana. Did you see the flooding?
Yeah, I did. That was
like
pretty epic.
So cars just up to the roof, up to the sunroof, just
destroyed
epically, and then the flowing water. And just glad we're not getting that here, is what I can tell you. So 67 degrees right now in Buffalo. It is the great state of Illinois. We're a $1.04 billion single Powerball winning ticket was sold. The lucky winner can choose between the full $1.04 billion. It just edged over a billion, which is a lot.
Wow.
Even in this day and age. To be paid out over 30 years. So you kind of got to look at your, how old am I?
Well.
Do I have 30 years on me or not? Who knows?
And the way I'm living, no.
Yeah. You live on the edge, dude.
No
left-hander. Living wild. Or you can go with the one-time cash payout, which might be the choice, $450 million.
My kids are saying, no, take the...
before taxes. Well, I don't know with the lottery. Is it like how long you're alive
or your estate? That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, that's why you get everybody always gets a lawyer, so obviously they know.
I'll have to read the fine print on that one. The jackpot had rolled over for this Powerball winning ticket. The Powerball had rolled over 44 consecutive drawings before getting a winner. So there it is.
That's crazy.
$1 billion ticket sold. Speaking of billions, the price tag for the LA Lakers... $12.5 billion.
You just said 12.
12.5. 12.5 billion. What were the bills? What was it? It was a few billion, right?
I think. Let's say it was two billion.
Let's say two or three, something
like
that.
I know it was at least two.
Yeah. Well, Lakers, different sport, different city, different game. Lakers sold to Josh Kushner, whose brother Jared is married to a Trumper, and then Bob Iger, who you might know from the Disney Corporation. $12.5 billion. That is a record for the most paid for a sports franchise.
Wow.
And it wasn't it just sold for like $10 billion like a year or something ago? Yeah, last year. It was $10 billion was the record. Was sold from the Buss family to a guy named, I think, Mark Walter?
Whatever.
Mark that used to work here, is it?
He flipped it for $2 billion.
Flipped it for $2 billion. Not bad.
You know what?
Because I know you were talking about the Buss family. They were out of it, or they were working their way out.
Yeah.
So this guy had bought it, had it for a year.
I forgot about that,
and rolled it over. $2.5 billion in the books. That's a pretty good day. Speaking of good days, it is day two of the 186th Erie County Fair in Hamburg. Today, sensory-friendly hours.
Oh, cool.
And if that doesn't mean anything to you, go and have fun. If there's someone in your world or you are very affected by sensory overload or it's just too much sometimes, today is a very special day for you. You can go and enjoy and be sensitive to those sensory issues that you may have. Touch a Truck starts at 11 a.m. That's near Gate 1. They've got equipment from Kissing Bridge. That's going to be fun. So if you got littles that like to get up close and personal with that big gear.
Hey, I do.
If you have bigs.
I want my selfie with the big truck.
Go for it. Chalk Art Competition is on as well today. There's the Sea Lion Splash, the Extreme Strongman Show, Marshall Tucker Band. Legend's going to be in the grandstand. That's at 7:30 tonight. The night closes out with fireworks. That happens at 9:30.